This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ+ community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next-door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are on Joy 94.9. Some more content. Now, the Emerging Writers Festival, you know, is coming up, and our guest in the studio, and please correct me if I get this wrong, Ruby Rose Pivot Marsh. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Hang on, we'll turn your microphone. There you go.
There we go. That is correct.
Oh,
yes.
Fantastic. Welcome. So tell us, the Emerging Writers Festival, I don't know anything about it. I do, but let's assume I don't know anything about it.
Yep.
Tell me what it is.
Sure thing. So the Emerging Writers Festival, I thought it started in 2004, but I think
yep.
it was 2003.
Yep.
And it was born out of Express Media, which is a youth media organisation.
Yep.
They do great work. They do Voice Works, which is a wonderful journal. So it was a zine fair originally, Emerging Writers Festival. And over the years, it's evolved into an 11-day festival
wow.
Of featuring, as the name might suggest, emerging writers, that takes place in winter, mostly in Melbourne, but we do have digital elements of the festival as well and artists from other places too.
Winter in Melbourne.
Winter in Melbourne.
What a perfect environment to consider the written word. Or
I think so.
And, you know, emerging writers, I mean, all of us would like to think we could write,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, it's not easy. And a festival like this showcases so many different streams, doesn't it? So many different communities,
yes.
so many different groups. Tell us about some of those.
Yeah, sure. So I guess for a bit more context into
yep.
the festival itself and how we kind of, I guess, program – is that we run an open artist call out every year. So that runs for about a month in November, well after the festival takes place, which, you know, we need a bit of a break.
Yeah.
Not that we get one, we still work, but, you know. So through that call out, we get a fair few hundred applications and people put forward, you know, what they're interested in performing in, being part of, but also what they're interested in hearing about and who they're interested in learning from as, you know, emerging writers wanting to work on their craft. So through that, we find a lot of different, I think, intersections between different communities. You know, I think storytelling is a very powerful thing. And I think a lot of people want to share stories and creativity, and I think it's a wonderful place to do it.
So how many events over that 11 days, how many events are there?
Yeah, this year we have more than 50.
Wow.
I don't know exactly the number off the top of my head, but more than 50.
More than 50 is good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And a very large number of those are actually free.
Yes, indeed. We
are you at 40? 40?
So 75% of the
right.
festival,
wow.
which we didn't realise it was 75% until I think it was Books and Publishing maybe actually
yep.
did the numbers, and we were like, oh, we thought it was 50%. No, apparently it was 75%. And we were like, is that right? And then one of our producers went back and counted them up and was like, yeah, it's 74.9% or something like that to be exact of free events.
Sounds like preferential voting.
Oh, no.
So One of the things, I'm just reading a little bit about it,
yeah.
that the National Writers Conference,
mm-hmm.
which is actually going to take place entirely online,
yes.
and that's on the 19th of June. So that's to allow emerging writers to develop their craft
mm-hmm.
Via selection of keynotes, panels, workshop, and pitching sessions. So doing it online actually makes it more open. Oh, it makes it, it opens available to more people, doesn't it?
Definitely. In the past, the National Rise Conference was a two-day event that happened at the State Library's Conference Centre. And, yeah, so obviously getting to Melbourne is one sort of barrier. Staying in Melbourne is another. And then attending a conference as well is a third, you know, over a weekend. It's a kind of a big ask for a lot of people, especially emerging writers. And we, during the pandemic, we, you know, we ran online festivals and we, in 2020, we were like, we had to cut things down anyway. So we cut it down to one day for the conference. And then we're like, that works really well. It works online in that more people can access it from more places. It also means we can get, so maybe people who couldn't be on the event before, like people who are overseas and things like that. Yeah, so, and I think the flip side of that is we didn't want to ask people to be online for 2 days.
No.
Out of their weekend.
It's horrible, isn't it? I've done that.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
I think the one-day conference is like a sweet spot if you're doing it online, for sure.
And there's a whole lot of learning too, isn't there? Professional development for writers is a priority of the festival.
Yes, definitely.
And tell us a bit about how you support writers to become better writers.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, we have kind of three key elements to the festival. One of those is professional development. and so we do that through a variety of things. One of them is quite literally putting people in the festival. A lot of the time, when people are, say, in a performance event or something like that, that's the first time that they've been in an event where they can present their work to an audience. So that's kind of one way. The other is we run workshops with often libraries and local councils. So those are usually free. A couple of those are booked out. They're always very popular. So those are free workshops. And then we run some two all-day online masterclasses. So we've got one this year on editing for writers, which I think is really important and not something that often gets covered.
Yeah.
It's often editing or writing, but I think it's a really important thing to know is how to interact with an editor, but also how to kind of do your first edit yourself. And then the other one is on sort of more broadly fiction writing. And then we have some writers' night schools on more specific things that are in person at the Wheeler Centre, and those are about audio production, poetry and essay writing.
You know, we've got the host of Miss Chatelaine on Joy, Katie Purvis, is an editor, a book editor, and she finds it incredibly rewarding. And it is, you know, a book doesn't become a book till it's been edited.
No, not at all.
Because, you know, it's not just, you know, to put right mistakes, but sometimes context and length, and
yeah, of course,
you know, so it's an important component of it.
I have a great admiration for editors. It's not a job I could do.
No.
yeah, and you know, I think when you're being edited, you know, as a writer as well, having been edited by people who are caring and have connection to the work that they're looking after, that they're being trusted with, is really wonderful when you have a good
relationship. It's like any creative process, isn't it?
Yeah,
you write something, you put your heart and soul into it, and then you put it out there.
Yeah.
And have other people read it, and obviously editors are very early in that piece.
Yes.
How that happens is really, really important, especially for new and emerging writers, isn't
it? Definitely. I think it can be, and that's part of what we kind of want to talk about in this masterclass. You know, receiving feedback can be kind of confronting. Personally, I've been lucky in that all the editors I've worked with have been lovely and wonderful, but sometimes that's not the case. I've heard some horror stories, you know, and we want to be able to prepare writers for that kind of interaction with editors. Not that I think any of the editors we're working with are going to be cruel.
No, but it's still hard, isn't it? I mean, I always think that when you create something, especially, you know, and then it goes out into the ether with especially books.
Yes.
It goes out into the ether and you don't, you know, it's reading and writing is quite a private thing, isn't it?
You do it alone.
And so, but, you know, it's a real leap of faith to put your ideas and your work, your creative work out there. Yeah.
So if people want more information, the emergingwritersfestival.org.au, do they need, obviously, you know, some of the tickets are free, some are not. that's where they'll find how to do that.
All the info will be there, yeah.
Fantastic. I love books. I read books all the time. It's the my partner is lives in fear of every time I go to the PO box that I'm coming back with another book, which is usually right. So I love books, and I think, you know, everyone was an emerging writer at some point. So this is a really important festival and program, you know, to mentor and support and advise. So
thank you.
Must be pretty interesting. So thank you.
Thank you.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.